Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined by Congressman Randy Weber. He represents the people of the 14th District of Texas, serving in the United States House of Representatives, among other things, on its Committee on Foreign Affairs, notably the subcommittees on the Middle East and North Africa and Europe, Eurasia, and emerging threats, very much on our mind at the moment. He is also a member of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. He chairs its Energy Subcommittee. So, a man with considerable responsibilities in areas of great interest to our listeners here at Secure Freedom Radio. Congressman, great to have you with us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Frank. Glad to be here.
You have been a skeptic, I think it's fair to say, and now that it's been produced, rightly so, a critic of the Iran, well, I call it the Obama bomb deal. Talk a little bit about why you believe this deal should be rejected by your colleagues when they come back in September.
Well, it is a bad deal, Frank. There is no question to it. Benjamin Netanyahu, when he came here March the 3rd, did a great speech to the joint session of Congress. Sad to say that the president would not to meet with him. Had time to meet with David Letterman and do YouTube videos, you know, for different groups, but not meet with our greatest ally. So I would have to argue that the president's foreign policy, I've been saying lack thereof, is really putting not just us in harm's way, but Israel as well as much of the world. And you just look around the world to see that. Now, and I've been to the classified facility to read all the backup documents on it. I don't have a lot of confidence that the intelligence community can track everything that needs to be tracked in dealing with Iran. Iran has a history of lying, of cheating, of covert operations. I actually had this conversation with the Secretary of State, John Kerry, you know, during the hearing. The president said he was going to negotiate from a position of strength and power. And I said, well, when did he decide to give that up? Because there was five things I felt like should have been done just in the discussion itself, the negotiation. Number one, they should have made Iran, if they're going to be serious about rejoining the world community as a good neighbor, so to speak, they needed to give up all their hostages, first and foremost. Prove their intent to be a good neighbor. Number two, they needed to stop all their centrifuges and dismantle them. Even the ones they had been hiding, they needed to come clean with anywhere, anytime, investigations or people could thank you, where they could go in and look at them. Not this 24-day period that they wound up negotiating. Number three, they needed to stop the rhetoric, destroy death to America, death to Israel. You do know that the Ayatollah Khamenei has called Israel a one-bomb nation. In other words, once they do get the nuclear bomb, they drop Israel. Israel, as we know it, ceases to exist. Number four, they need to prove over a period of time that they can, you know, they took out hostages in 1979 at the Tehran embassy. And so that's been, what, 36 years ago? Let's give them 36 months to prove that they're serious. And number five, they need to recognize Israel's right to exist, because they've made no qualms that they want to destroy Israel. They want to destroy America. Why didn't we require all that? And then once they had proven, say, 36 months or 24 months, that they could be a good actor, then and only then would the sanctions begin to be released. That's the substantive part of the negotiations that I think the United States should have held out for.
Well, and what you've really laid out are the terms that would make it a reasonable deal from our perspective, especially giving $150 billion by some estimates to this regime under any other circumstances is really irresponsible and downright dangerous, as you pointed out in the cross-examination of some of the witnesses in the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman Weber, I wanted to turn to you, though, with specificity to something that I think you've been focusing on both in the emerging threats context in the Foreign Affairs Committee and I know in the Science Committee, namely the threats to our electric grid and the possibility that a regime in Iran that means what they say about death to America isn't just sloganeering, hasn't been for decades, but is intent on pursuing that objective. may be able to accomplish were they to take down our grid through electromagnetic pulse or sabotage or cyber or other means?
Well, that's exactly right, Frank. And that's why I said you would find out later that all three of these are, subjects are kind of intertwined. If you watched Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey said that we didn't want to do away with the conventional weapons ban. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagelin said the same thing. And so what does Kerry do at the end? They negotiate away the conventional weapons ban. They give that away. Now,
potentially
Iran
quite
has,
soon, as a matter of fact, not just 5 years from now.
That's right. And Iran has is working on their ICBMs, and I forget who it was that said intercontinental ballistic missiles. There's a reason the first word in that ICBM is intercontinental. Electromagnetic pulse, what people don't realize, it's not just nuclear. There's actually a system that they can put on the tip of a rocket. It's a bank of capacitors that releases electric charge. It doesn't have to be nuclear, although it'll be great. We are helping them build up their nuclear facilities. This administration is so smart. But they can actually send an ICBM over here. It doesn't have to have a nuclear warhead on it, per se. They can introduce EMP into our atmosphere with a different, it's actually called hemp. It's a H-E-M-P, which some people would argue proves hemp is dangerous. It's a high altitude electromagnetic pulse, H-E-M-P. So they can deliver a missile over here to destroy our grid, or actually to seriously adversely affect our grid, and don't even have to have a nuclear weapon. Why in the world would we let these people out under these sanctions, release them from conventional weapons ban, and give them their money back? This administration just either doesn't understand the threat or absolutely doesn't care.
Yeah, or is, at the very least, whatever their motives, compounding that threat for sure. And I appreciate so much your understanding, Congressman Randy Weber, of this real danger to America. This isn't just to Israel. This isn't just to other interests of ours or allies elsewhere, but to Americans
right.
as well. Congressman, let me ask you one other thing, if I may. You have recently co-sponsored and secured House passage of H.R. 3009, entitled the Enforce the Law for Sanctuary Cities Act. What is the problem here? Isn't it illegal to have sanctuary cities already?
Well, great question, Frank. When I served 2 terms, 4 years in the Texas legislature. My second term, I was the vice chairman of the Borders Committee. I can tell you the Texas DPS, we had briefings with them. There's 30 or 40 different Eastern religious sects, S-E-C-T-S, coming across our southern border. Just for information, of the almost 2,000 miles that Mexico and the United States shares with the border, Texas has 1,179 of those miles, almost two-thirds of that border. Texas is a big state. We understand the threat. DPS said that we've got
the
people coming over.
Public safety, of course. Yep.
Oh, absolutely. Texas Department of Public Safety, thank you. We had briefings. We understand the threat. When you talk about sanctuary cities, people who say, we won't prosecute you if you just come into our area. And, of course, Kate's Law that's now up, Kate Steinle's death could have been prevented by, what was it, 7-time convicted felon? I think 2 things we're doing that are good, Salmon's bill and, of course, Duncan Hunter's bill, Matt Salmon, Duncan Hunter, increasing the penalties to 5-year minimum jail facility, illegal. A felon in the United States, they've got to go into the federal pen 5 years minimum, period. And then, of course, if we stop the funding to sanctuary cities, when it's determined that it could be a city, a county, or whatever, when there's policies in place that don't enforce federal immigration law, and in fact look the other way and encourage people to come, as it were, take sanctuary in their city, then we ought to shut off federal funding to that city.
Amen.
Until they start helping us.
We are hard out of time. I thank you so much for your leadership on all of these fronts. We look forward to seeing you play that role when you come back in September, and wish you the best in the meantime in that glorious state of Texas of yours. Keep it up and come back to us again if you would soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again on Monday. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.